This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. And broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, telephone listen line, it works great, 24-7, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vince Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm looking at the board of directors of the local electric cooperative, and the reason I'm chuckling is. I've got a story to tell you. Probably take the whole segment to tell you, but
yep.
I ran for the board of directors what I wanted to do was reduce the electric costs and total costs for those of us who are connected to the grid or were. This was a couple of years ago, and so I got on stage and I had my presentation. They told me I could have a couple minutes, and then they told me I could have 1 minute, and they really didn't want me to talk. Well, I gave my presentation.
That's not a surprise.
And you know, I'm not trying to embellish. I'm not trying to be braggadocious, but it was succinct. It was on point. It was about the mission. It was about what I wanted to see the organization do, and it had to do with protecting the grid, the power grid. And I pulled out of my pocket a 5.56 cartridge, and I said, just one of these. One of these cartridges could take out a transformer, of which there's only one of a kind in the United States, and we have some of those. And I talked to the engineers prior to prior to coming on stage, and he agreed. An employee of the cooperative, who's an engineer, said, "Yep, you're right. If one of those transformers is hit the right way with one of those cartridges, yes, it will drain the coolant out of the transformer." And it will take down that substation, and it will take a long time to put that back together because we don't have any spare parts, meaning spare transformers. Well, I ran against the guy, and he got on stage. He was the incumbent. He was nominated by the nominating committee. I was a candidate at large. I got my own signatures. And he was running for re-election. And this guy got on stage, and he had his overalls on, his farmer's overalls, you know, his blue overalls, and he looked like a farmer. He looked like he just changed the oil. Got on stage, and he said, "Thank you very much. I'm from here. I lived here all my life. I'm from here. I've lived here all my life. I'll do my best." Oh, it gets better. It gets better. I'll do my best.
He probably
I'll
wouldn't
do my
know
best.
Where to find the oil plug.
Well, anyway, he won. He beat the pants off Vinny, that's for sure. Okay, so last night I got a chance to see him again. And so he's currently on the board. As a matter of fact, I just looked him up. He's the president of the board.
Oh,
and by the way, Through his efforts, we all got smart meters. Okay. Through his efforts, the smart meters, which were allegedly going to be installed to save money so we wouldn't have to have meter readers anymore, as people who would drive out to the farm and read the meter and key it into this little handheld device and transmit it to headquarters for billing on a monthly basis. Well, he was part of the board that got these smart meters installed. He approved it. He had to. He was on the board. And to save money. Well, a little after a year, after the meters were installed, 2 years later, we get an increase, 25% increase, in the cost of having these meters on our property. All right, so that's how well this guy has represented us. Okay, so I got a chance to meet him again last night at the volunteer fire department. And I walked in with my notice, and it's a postcard. And it has a postcard rate stamp on it. It's got a label that has my wife's name and my name on it. And it says the Volunteer Fire Department Protection Association of our little hamlet, our little village. It says public notice on the other side. The Area Volunteer Fire Protection Association Board of Directors is recruiting for board members. We are looking for people to join our active work. We're looking for people to join our active working board. Each person will have one or two jobs that they will be solely responsible for. You do not have to have fire or emergency service experience to support the department. You just need to drive. You just need the drive to learn and support our chief and the volunteer firemen, fire and EMS personnel. Please consider joining us by contacting. And it has the president's name and the vice president's name. So I called one of those guys. I called the vice president. So, well, I was there last night. And I was, I'll tell you what, I was very well behaved, you know, if I must say so myself. And I asked our son to join me. And I asked, he's 25, and I said, you know, why don't you come? And, you know, I think you ought to consider applying for this board position as well, both of us. And I think it would be good. Now, our son is the same guy that was kicked to the curb about 8 to 10 years ago by the Volunteer Fire Association because he wanted to be a fireman. And they gave him such a runaround, he just decided he would stop kicking the tires and stop trying to become a volunteer fireman because they just weren't interested in his participation. Now, I don't want you to think our son is goofy. Our son is athletic. He's extremely strong. He's wiry. He's a farmer. He competed in the karate championships in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he won first place. He won regional championships in 6 states. He took 3rd place in the nation. He's, you know, he's a pretty strong guy. So it's not like he doesn't know how to do things. He knows how to weld. He's a farmer. Anyway, they did not seem to be interested. So he kind of just lost interest. And I respect that. I would have lost interest way before he did. Anyway, the two of us were there last night. And we go through the formal introductions. And they told us that they had a really good response on these postcards they sent out. They sent out 350 postcards. And they got a really good response. People interested in joining the board. The Finelli family, my son and I, were 50% of that response. 50%.
Let me guess, the guy from the electric company was another one, and then there was one extra.
That's exactly right.
They didn't pick Vintanelli and his son.
Well, I don't think they would. But let me tell you some of the rest of the story. So, you know, they asked me to kind of, we went around Robin and introduced ourselves. You know, I introduced myself to everybody that was sitting on the steps before we went inside the mobile classroom that is now, I guess, the meeting room. And so I introduced myself to everybody. I made the first move and, you know, big smile on my face and introduced myself and I introduced our son. And then we went inside and we had a little more formal introduction. And they wanted to know a little bit about me because not very many people at that meeting really knew who I was. And I talked about how I was a fireman. I probably spent about 3 minutes describing our family and some of our values. And I talked about some of the things that we know how to do. I said we know a little bit about welding. We know a little bit about electricity. We know a little bit about farming. And, you know, the things that would be appropriate to know if you were a volunteer fireman or on the board of directors. You have to know something, right? So I explained that, and I explained that our son, he said that he had a 4-year degree in agriculture, and he's a full-time farmer. I'm a full-time farmer. What that means is we're not away. We're not in the big city, you know, during the day. We're there. So if there's a problem, there's a fire, we are right there, you know, within a couple of minutes travel time of, you know, wherever the fire might be. So I discussed who we were, and they were really pleased with the fact that they had, you know, 4 candidates. And so one of the guys was this board of directors member that I ran against at the electric co-op, and he introduced himself too. And he said very much the same thing. I'm from here. You know, I grew up here.
I'm from here.
I'm from here. Okay. And then they had this other gal. And she said she's from the big city, 3 hours in Missouri, but 3 hours away from where we are. And that she had a job with a big company, and then she left that job, and she decided she wanted to work again. And so she became part of a company that cleaned buildings. So, you know, like corporate offices, they would clean them at night when the employees left. So she did that for 10 years. So I was in the running, and our son was in the running against the guy who's from here and the gal who I just described. Well, during the meeting, they passed around the financial statements, and we looked at them. And then they passed then they discussed the software that they wanted to buy. And here's where I had a problem. They wanted to buy QuickBooks. Now, they have a spreadsheet that they use for accounting. Now, bear in mind, this is not a big operation. And they have 3 directors on the board. And they decided that they had 5 directors, and they wanted to get back to, they went down to 3 because they couldn't get the participation. So they wanted to go back to 5, meaning let's have 5 guys do the work instead of 3. When I come back, I'll discuss this software that they wanted to buy and what my reaction was. It probably wasn't all that nice, but I'll tell you what happened when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs with us live in Australia. I'm Vin Fanelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And so I'm telling this story, class, about my adventure with our son last night at the local volunteer fire protection association meeting, where I was considering running for the board of directors, and so was our son. They had two openings. Anyway, the discussion progressed into this software and that they were interested in buying, and it was Intuit's QuickBooks. And my ears perked up, and I'm listening intently, and it's about this online software. And the now bear in mind, there's only three directors, three members of the board, but they're going to expand it to five. And evidently, this must be an enormous amount of work to keep these records for this little village that we have. I can't believe it. It'd be considered a microscopic business if you really looked at it. Anyway, I mean, people pay once a year, you know, to be a member. They pay once a year. I mean, how hard is this, right? Well, they want to get QuickBooks, and they want the online version so that, you know, they can all look at the records, and they can all look at who's paid, they can all look at the financials, and what a great boon this is going to be to the Fire Protection Association. And so I'm listening and listening, and I said, finally, I raised my hand, and I said, it's really not my place. I'm not a member here of the board. I'm a member of the Fire Protection Association, but I'm not a member of the board, so I really have no right to say anything, but I've got a couple questions, if that's okay. And they said, yeah. The president said, oh, yes. And I said, have you considered you know, where you're putting this data? You're putting it in the cloud. And you don't know where that is. You have no idea. You have no address. You can't say that it's at 303 Vine Street, you know, in some city, in some state in the United States. You don't even know where it is. And you're willing, are you willing? Did you discuss this? Did you think about it? Yep, we thought about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. And I said, well, I have a little bit of personal experience with this. There was a laptop computer that someone left in her car in the state of New Jersey, and it had some healthcare information in it. And for some reason, my parents' social security number was in the database on that laptop. And we had to close every one of our credit card accounts. We had to reopen every one of our credit card accounts. We had to close every one of our bank accounts, and we had to get new account numbers, which meant checks, and I mean a whole bunch of things had to happen because some jerk left a corporate notebook in her car and someone stole it. And we don't know if that data was used, but that's what happened. And I said, so you're aware of this, that, you know, these things, yep, we're aware that these things can happen. Well, during the meeting, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to make it a little easier on your decision. If you are going to pursue this, my son and I are not interested in being on the board. I'll make it real easy for you. We're not interested in being on the board. Because if they are that careless with data, and they talked about bank account data and so forth, if they're that careless with data and they're willing to trust it to a place they don't even know where it is, I'm not interested in being on the board of directors of that organization. And I said, not only that, but I'm not sure I even want to be a paying member of the Volunteer Fire Protection Association if you're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so we're going to leave now. And my son and I got up and left. And
yep.
I think they were stunned, absolutely stunned. And I said, this is a line in the sand that we drew a long time ago. We are not going to participate in the tracking of us and other people anymore. We're not doing it. But I got to tell you, everybody there, except for me and my son, had a cell phone. Not only did they have a cell phone, there were a couple guys that put them in their shirt pockets. Now, they have the camera that faces outward. So the screen is facing their chest. It's in their shirt pocket, you know, right next to their heart. Couldn't be any closer to their heart. I mean, without implanting it, it could not be closer to their heart. And the camera is facing outward, and the camera protrudes outside of the shirt pocket. So here we've got a full panorama everywhere that this person looks, you know, turns to, and they all have these cell phones. I don't know what I was doing in there. I have no idea why I was there. But I'm learning lessons slowly. We'll be right back.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth Isaacs, I wanted to share that story with you. And here's why I think it's so important. It's not just about this small village fire department. It's everywhere. Now, so who's getting this software? Well, first of all, Intuit is the same company that's lobbied Congress, the United States Congress, to keep our tax code so complicated that the average bear can't figure it out. Okay? The average guy, the average gal has got to buy some kind of service or software or something in order to complete his or her taxes. It's too complicated. And I'm going to do another part two special broadcast on how to pay less in taxes, second hour on Friday. That part one was last Friday. Part two is coming up this Friday. And there might even be a part three. And I'm going to teach our class how to pay at least $1,000 less in taxes every year. Okay? Well, the thing that bothers me is there's ignorance. The ignorance in this country is so pervasive that we are willing, for what is appears to be convenience, we are willing to give up our freedoms. We are willing to give up our privacy. So who might have software like this? Well, if you are a member of a club, they may have software that we just want to make sure that we can send you the right information, send it to your home address. We need your home address, not your post office box, your home address. So make sure that we have that on file, your name, your spouse's name, and the information that we're going to need to make sure that we send you this newsletter. So in the database goes more information about you, right? So what might that be? Well, any organization that you might donate to. It might be the Catholic Church. It might be the Methodist Church. It might be the Dutch Reformed Church. It might be the Knights of Columbus, the Rotary Club, the Lions Club, the Moose Club, skiing clubs, riding clubs, whatever club you might join.
Mm-hmm.
The PTA. It might be any of these organizations. More information about you. And I object to it. And storing it in a cloud, that's like a sin to me. So my son and I walked out of the meeting, and I think the group that we left in the meeting was kind of stunned. I mean, who walks out applying for a position? Who does that? I mean, besides yours truly.
Not many people. It's like this. There was a movie that was made a number of years ago called Minority Report. And if nobody has watched that movie, you need to go and watch it. It was starring, as I recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I don't normally, any guy who is actually proud of the fact that his dad was a Gestapo officer, as time goes on, I've actually got less and less time for Arnie. But this movie is still worth watching, basically because of what it says. These people who run Hollywood, they are all members of secret societies. They do run the show, and they actually have some rules that they follow by, okay? And one of those rules is that they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Okay? And not only that, you have to agree to it. And unless they tell you what they're going to do before they do it, and unless you agree to it, and their idea of you agreeing to it can just mean that you have not protested publicly of what is happening. And that can be on an individual level or it can be on a group level. But if they tell you, usually through something like some stupid movie like Minority Report, which isn't actually such a stupid movie because it actually describes exactly what you're saying, where they actually clone Arnie, and this clone of Arnie basically goes in and takes over Arnie's life. Okay? Using all the data that they have accumulated about him over the previous years. And you might think, well, no one's going to clone me and, send a clone to go in and take over my life. Yeah, but the thing is that they don't have to. All that they have to do is get all your data and pretend to be you. And they can do that online. Okay? The other thing that struck me was, haven't these people considered what might happen if there was a really, 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 really big bushfire through your father's place? Don't you live in the middle of a fir forest?
We live in the middle of a forest that has deciduous and evergreen trees and lots of grass and hay. Yep.
Well, all the above burns really well,
sure,
as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the fir forest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And have they ever, they're supposed to be a fire department, have they ever seen a fir forest fire?
I don't know that, but I can,
let me share. Because they're full of turpentine.
Mm-hmm. Let me share this with you. You know, fire departments are ranked, I believe, from 0 to 9. And ours is ranked 9. Now, that doesn't mean good. What that really means, and it's known as, it's been known for years, our little volunteer fire department, as a foundation saver. What I'm saying is that they're known to be able to save the foundation of a building. That means everything else burns.
Uh-huh.
Except, yep. Like, for the except for the basement, the concrete.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, how much use is all the internet-based fire station running software, not only the accounts, but, you know, all of it, going to be in the event of a massive, massive bushfire? And we had one of those back in, gosh, when was it, 2011 or 2012. No, hang on. Back a number of years ago, I think it was actually about 2010 in Victoria. Yeah, it would have been 2010 because it was a couple of years before we came to Victoria. And we had a massive bushfire that was all the way from Melbourne to Bendigo, which is about, oh gosh, hundreds of kilometres away. And it was quite literally hundreds and hundreds of square kilometres of just completely burnt out, foundationized buildings. Because, you know, we have as our primary forest around here eucalyptus trees. And like fir trees are full of turpentine, eucalyptus trees are full of eucalyptus oil. And both turpentine and eucalyptus oil burn rather well, even when they are quite wet. And you know something? By having all of their resources online, especially dependent on internet connections, which are ultimately dependent on things like either cable staying up or, you know, microwave antennas maybe. Microwave antennas are actually a little bit better in that sort of situation because, you know, you can burn through a cable, but as long as that dish is up, and as long as the cable is still running into the building, you can have wireless communication between trucks and such like. But, you know, somebody's not thinking here.
Well, you know,
they're just not thinking.
You've hit the nail right on the head, and I'll tell you why. I'm not exaggerating. So we left the meeting after being there for, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. Got back to the farmhouse, and I was, you know, really glad to have left because as we were leaving, I said to our son, you know, it's good because we got a lot of things that we have to do, and we really don't have time for this. Get to the farmhouse, and I needed to do a few minutes of research on some wiring. I was finishing up part of our solar system and connecting the batteries. I needed to know the charge voltage for nickel iron batteries. And so I was going to do this quick calculation, and I get on the internet, and it's not working. And Mrs. Finelli says, "Well, the computer in the kitchen's not working. As a matter of fact, there's no internet. Did I shut something off while I was working on the wiring?" I said, "No." So I went to where the router is, and sure enough, the internet's down. So I picked up the phone, and the phone's working, but the internet's not working. And I called CenturyTel, and that's our internet provider. And after about 15 minutes, I got to a guy in the Philippines, and he said, "Yeah, there's an outage in your area. As a matter of fact, it's three states wide. So there's an outage in Missouri, Illinois, and one other state," which he didn't know which state it was, but there are three states. And You know, when you have an internet outage, they tell you when you call up your internet provider, they say, yeah, if you want answers on how to, you know, troubleshoot, just go to the internet. Go to our website, and we'll tell you how to do it. Well,
duh.
Yeah.
I believe that would be the standard response.
Yeah, so obviously I can't do that because I can't get on the internet, and I'm using the telephone, the landline, to call them so I can, you know, find out exactly what's going on. So we have this wide outage. So the Volunteer Fire Protection Association is embarking on turning over the books to the cloud so everybody can access them. At the same time they're talking about it, the internet is down, and it won't be back up for hours, until 10 o'clock last night. The internet was down. So roughly 4 hours it was down. And, you know, it's not been the first time. We've had a lot of internet outages in this area, and I know these guys know this, but yet they're willing to embark on entrusting the business, if you will, the Volunteer Fire Protection Association records, corporate records, to the internet and save the data in the cloud so that multiple people, now there's only three directors, soon there will be five, so that as many as five people can access them. Really? Email's not working? Really? They're willing to do this? And I said to them, I will not participate in it. I will not do it. So they lost 50% of the people interested, my son and me. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, I just wanted to share that story with you that that I believe that this is happening not only in this little village where I reside, where our farm is located, but I believe this is happening all over the country. People are just not informed. They're not thinking with enough information. They're making poor decisions. And I don't get it. I really don't get what is so difficult, what is so urgent about this Volunteer Fire Protection Association, where they have to have their information in a cloud and they're willing to entrust it. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
That's the most unsafe place to store vital data is on the cloud. And I'll tell you else what's happening next, okay, with your fire department. I can just about guarantee this, okay, that the next thing that they're going to do is that they're going to introduce a tracking software. And if they haven't done so already, they're going to put RFID chips in the fire trucks, and they're going to have tracking software that is run via the cloud, and so that they can, quote-unquote, know where all their fire trucks are in real time. And somebody's going to come to them with this newfangled software package that is totally reliant on there being an existing internet, okay? They're going to get the firefighters out of the habit of notifying the station via the two-way radio of their location. They're going to say to them, we don't need for you to tell us where you are on the two-way radio. In fact, don't do that because there are security issues. What do they think people are going to do to those fire trucks? You know, in my experience, rural people have a huge amount of respect for the Rural Fire Service because, you know, they understand that they've got a vital job to do.
Yes.
You know, but this is the line that they're going to pull. And there's a lot of farmers out there that have, you know, emergency services scanners, and they have them so that they can get a heads up if there is something like a forest fire coming through, okay? If there is somebody who is going around knocking off cattle, or if there's been a prisoner escape from the local correctional facility, they're going to hear about it on the scanner first, and probably they're going to keep an eye out, and if they see somebody in some funny coloured trousers, then they're going to be able to actually help law enforcement to round that particular person up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, that they're not thinking that by doing this, that they are actually shooting themselves in the foot. They are putting their data into a hugely unstable system. And I can tell you for sure that in a really, really, really large multi-state type bushfire event, okay, you're probably not going to have your internet up.
You know, it's interesting that we're discussing these kinds of things. I mentioned to the board as I was being asked to describe a little bit about myself. I believe I was the only guy there that was a candidate, you know, of the four of us, who had volunteer fire experience. I did when I was a late teenager. I was a volunteer fireman. And I drove a tanker truck, you know, the size of one of those fuel delivery 18-wheelers. I drove one of those. I drove a hose truck. Yeah. I've been to a fire. I was the only guy that was applying for the board who was a fireman.
It actually made a bushfire fighter.
But I'll tell you what, it's really frustrating living in rural America. It's amazing. It's all about being from here. You got to be from here. And I'm absolutely certain that is correct. We'll come back right after these top-of-the-hour news and commercial announcements. And I'll tell you a little bit about the Lions Club and my experience with them. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.